The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi there, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996, and the subject of today's podcast is Grow Sweet Potatoes in Containers. I grow sweet potatoes in containers. In fact, I have a handful of sweet potatoes sitting in a bowl on my counter. They are the last fresh produce from last season's garden, and it is almost 6 months since they were harvested. Impressive. Now, I enjoy sweet potatoes, but they don't set my world on fire. I thought I would feature them as container plants because it struck me that anyone who is new to gardening might overlook this prolific choice because it's commonly known that potatoes have to be dug out of the ground. Frankly, digging seems like a lot of work, but the vines are pretty. What potatoes like? Potatoes of any kind enjoy well-worked soil that's rich in organic matter, but unlike plain potatoes, sweet potatoes love the hot weather. They also have a fairly long growing season, with the early varieties requiring at least 90 days to grow. In my central Indiana climate, I wait until a few weeks after the last frost date when the soil and air become markedly warmer. I have planted in my garden and in containers. Both work well. Did I mention the vines are pretty? Planting them in containers with other plants is a good way to make your decorative planters do double duty and produce food for you. All about slips. To grow sweet potatoes in containers, you will need starts, also known as slips. I buy slips, shoots grown from mature potatoes, and plant them in loose, well-drained soil. You could start your own by saving some seed potatoes each year. You jam a few toothpicks into the sides to suspend them over water, like you would do with an avocado seed. Then set them in your sunniest windowsill. I don't even remember to save potatoes for this purpose, which is just as well. The three Siamese cats who rule my house enjoy knocking things off of warm ledges. Planting tips. No matter how you choose to acquire your slips, install them the same way. 12 inches apart and 6 inches deep in full sun. The leaves should rest just above the soil after being firmly planted. Water them in and that's it. The plants will grow to cover the ground and that's about all. At the 90-day mark, you can reach into your soil and harvest some of the larger roots. If you can wait until the leaves begin to yellow and die back, that's optimum. The longer the tubers hang out below the soil, the higher their nutritional value becomes. After harvesting, brush off the dirt and let them sit in the sun for a few hours. Then stick them in your kitchen in a well-ventilated spot. They will cure for about 2 weeks. This accomplishes two things. First, any nicks that may have occurred during digging, for instance, if you used a garden trowel, will heal over and prevent rotting. Most importantly, the sweet flesh gets sweeter and more delicious. Yams and sweet potatoes. So, what's the difference between a sweet potato and a yam? Both are tubers, but totally different vegetables. Yams are not sweet, but a pretty neutrally flavored and tough root. They have lumpy brown skin. Most of the yams you see in the grocery are actually just sweet potatoes that have been misidentified, and they aren't very good. You're welcome. Of course, you can bake a sweet potato. That's probably the simplest preparation. They can be baked, mashed, and French fried too. Below is my favorite recipe to enjoy them. Don't forget to share your photos with me if you try my recipes. Bon appetit. Roasted sweet potatoes. Ingredients. 6 sweet potatoes peeled and cut into 1-inch cubes. 1/3 of a cup of coconut or olive oil. 1/3 of a cup of honey. 1 tablespoon ground cinnamon. Zest of 1 orange. Juice of 1 orange. 1/2 teaspoon of ground cardamom. Salt, and freshly ground black pepper to taste. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Lay the sweet potatoes out in a single layer on a roasting tray. Drizzle the oil, honey, cinnamon, orange juice, zest, cardamom, salt, and pepper over the potatoes. Toss them to coat. Roast for 30 minutes in the oven or until tender. Serves 8 people. Best served immediately. Thanks so much for listening today. This has been Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.